Well, I would appreciate your prayers this morning. I do have a little thought I'd like to leave with you. I've been thinking about the influence that we have on other people's lives. And you may be thinking that you don't have any, but you do. I guarantee you, you'll have some influence, and naturally, there would be people that would have more influence than other people. Somebody that you allow to have more influence on you would have more influence on you, but generally speaking, there is people that carry much more influence in people's lives. But I guess first we'll just mention that, or have a proof that there is influences in lives. I'm thinking about sports world. I remember Michael Jordan was considered one of the greatest athletes, basketball players in history. He made millions of dollars playing basketball. But he probably made much more money advertising than he did basketball playing. Because he got well known. Well, you say, well, what difference does that make? Michael Jordan sold Nikes, Hanes. He could have sold anything he put his name on. Well, why? Is his opinion on shoes better than mine? Is his opinion on clothes any better than anybody else's? Why did Michael Jordan? Why could they have, so they could sell? You could sell Pepsi. You could sell popcorn. You can sell products with Michael Jordan. Why? Because there was a great market out there of people that looked at him in a certain way. That if he said something, they would want to do it because he had influence. He didn't make them do it, but the suggestion that Michael Jordan was involved in that somehow gave it a quality. It made something about it. It means people are influential. If you would stop and say to somebody, do you buy popcorn because of Michael Jordan? They'd say, of course not, that's ridiculous. But somebody does, or somebody would. Say, well, no, I don't buy Nike shoes because of Michael Jordan. Well, somebody does. And you'd probably be surprised at how many people do that wouldn't recognize that they do. But there is influence. There was a guy named Michael Jackson that got real popular back in the day. And was one of the biggest music sellers. He had some real, and he had it out, very popular at one point. Sold products in advertisements. They had advertisements through him because there was a people that was being influenced by that, by what he did, and they would be influenced by it, make them to buy products. So that's a proof in a sense that we are very influential as people. Every one of us have a sphere of influence where we influence people. We do. We influence people. To some degree, I influence you. Some degree, you influence me. To some degree, I influence my children. Some degree, they influence me. To some degree, I'm going to influence my wife. And to some degree, she's going to influence me. I have an influence on the neighbors around me, to some degree. And they have some influence on me, to some degree. Some practical ways of thinking about that is that if my neighbor didn't care, I'd probably plow up her backyard and have me a garden in it. But I don't, because of the influence. I just don't do what I want there in my yard because I have neighbors around me, and they they influence to some degree of how I would do. There is things that I don't do at my house because I have neighbors. Simply because I have them, because there's an influence there. So I want to think about it a little bit this morning about influence, and to realize that you have influence, and to ask this question. You ever think about the idea that maybe something that you would do would cause somebody to be lost? Well, if we have influence on one another, then maybe it could be possible that my influence could be negative. Or it could be positive. If I have an influence, then possibly I could encourage someone right at the moment, maybe of their most vulnerable part, the devil taking advantage of them, and maybe my little sphere of influence could influence them into being faithful to the Lord. Maybe I could encourage them just a little bit and make a difference with my influence to them that they would be faithful. And if that's true, then the opposite could also be true, that maybe that my actions and influences on their life as I go through life might cause them that in their toughest time that they'd want to give up. Could be. I don't think anyone ever sets out to purposely or would intend to harm their children. But you know, I see a lot of harm done to children by people that are loving them, so-called, because they don't understand what they're doing and what the influences of their life is on the children at the time that they're doing it. I told this story recently, but I remember a case of a young couple that had a little boy. This is years ago. Had a little boy, cute little feller. And he started getting up to the time that he could say a few words. And they started having him saying big four-letter words. And he didn't even know what they meant. And he had this little boy that barely was talking. And they had sat and laughed. And they'd say to him, tell him something, a certain vulgar term. And that little boy would say it to them. And people would stand around and laugh at that. I don't think they had an intent, ever had an intent on doing to that boy what they done. Their influence on that boy's life, and that's an extreme case, but the influence that they had on that boy's life was terrible on that boy's life. I remember following it the best I could. I wasn't around a lot, but I remember following it, and I remember seeing by the time he got up 17, 18 years old, his name was in the paper a lot. In the magistrate's reports. In the court reports. This little boy that was done that way was influenced in life about things and about what the meaning of other people are, how valuable other people is, and what respect and honor and all those things are. They was influenced, but I don't think that they ever said. I think they loved the little boy. And they didn't understand. But we have influence on one another. I don't think we sit around and think about the influence that I may have on my children or grandchildren or whatever it may be. But you know what? You have influence. You do have influence, and because of what they say that like 89% of what we communicate isn't with words. That's what they say. You think about it. Now 89% of what we communicate isn't with words, it's with actions. And it's even with voice inflections and things like that. And, you know, just an illustration. I could use this illustration. I can say, I love my wife. Or I can say, I love my wife. I love my wife. Every one of those said something, and I said exactly the same words. It's inflection. It's the same way when you go about a matter. You're right. I didn't say a word. I didn't do that. Or I didn't say a word. You can get all kind of illustrations of whether I'm angry, how I'm doing. I'm communicating. You're communicating. We're all communicating to one another. You know what? In war, they have a term. It's called collateral damage. A bomb doesn't care who it kills. They'll make no bombs that says you throw a bomb, it's going to blow up, and somebody's going to get hurt. There is a lot of, in our influences of life, there can be a lot of things that's not intended to happen. And Lord, help you and I, because we have an influence that we don't even really realize all the time what we're really doing with the influence that we have. We have influence on the people around us. Lord, help us to have an intent towards our influence. For instance, I don't think most people would intend to hurt their spouse, but they do. But they don't really intend to, but they do. Where the intent ought to be, do you know, if I've got influence, and I do, then I can use that influence to help, be a help to my spouse, with the idea, especially of what we heard this morning in Sunday school, that the idea that the Lord's going to come back and we're going to stand in judgment, I'm going to have to give an account to the Lord, and my wife's going to have to give an account to the Lord, and my children's going to have to give an account to the Lord, and my neighbor's going to have to give an account to the Lord, then I ought to be with my utmost intent to help in every one of those situations, that I might be able to do something to boost them along and help them along, to give them a better chance of being able to be faithful to the Lord than to try to tear them down or have a negative influence, that they've got to fight against my influence that I'm putting in their lives, because in a sense, it's like throwing a bomb. You don't care who it hurts. And my action doesn't have it's just general my response. Or it's my general influence on people's lives. If I get out and my neighbor sees me acting in a way that I don't, he's not going to be real encouraged. I can actually affect what he thinks about the whole Christian, all of Christianity. He can look and say, right there's a Christian, and you can't get along with him. You can't talk to him. He bothers stuff he shouldn't bother. He acts the way he shouldn't act, and everybody knows, I don't think very highly. That's an influence that we have. We can have the same influence with everybody around our lives. I want to start with a scripture in a proverb. Look a little bit at the Proverbs. I would hate to think that something that I would do would cause somebody to go to hell. That my action could be the action that would cause them to have the influence, or even a help in the influence. I don't think Eve had the intention that I'm going to do something bad to my children, but she sure did it. The influence that she had on them was bad. Over here in Proverbs, 16th chapter of Proverbs, I'll start with 27th verse. It says, an ungodly man diggeth up evil in his lips, and in his lips there is a burning fire. A forward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. You hear that? That's influence. A forward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. The idea is that there is things that we can do by influence. If I have influence on you, I can make a suggestion to you. You can mention a name to me and I can say, never did think much of them. A little bit of influence. Oh, well then maybe I shouldn't either. Well, I thought about doing a deal with so-and-so. They ain't trustworthy. Well, maybe they're not. No, I'm saying, but there's influence on what we say and do. And a whisperer, it says, somebody that... This sounds like, in my mind, I see a shadow. A whisperer, somebody that talks, got chief friends, but a whisperer is going to whisper influences. Just to set the stage for somebody, to put something in there that's going to influence the outcome of it. It's talking of influence. It says, a violent man entices his neighbor and leadeth him into the way that is not good. How could a violent man entice his neighbor and leadeth him into the way that is not good? You know, I could stand up here today and start running you all down. And unless you're more spiritual than I am, okay, I probably could get you off track. You know what I'm saying? I could probably get you off track. You probably wouldn't be sitting there saying, poor Brother Marty is doing a bad thing and let's just pray for him that the Lord would get him back in the right place. You probably would go down. This is what this is talking about. He leadeth. You go and start. This is influence that we can have on other people's lives around about us. The influence can be on us to where we lose the track that we ought to be on, and where I can use my influence. Lord, help us. You know, we're going to be judged for every word that we say. And I can actually say things and do things that could cause somebody else to go astray. And I may go back to the Lord and may be faithful. But are they going to go back and be faithful? I may do things in my experience that my children look on and see me do. And I may turn around from the things that they saw me do and turn around and say, Lord, that was wrong of me. Lord, forgive me of doing for that. And I just set the influence on them and they never saw the other side of it. I never give them the influence of admitting that I was wrong about that. I was wrong. That was wrong of me to do that. I need to correct that. They saw the action that I had. They didn't see my right of reaction. They're going along and did I do them a favor? I used my influence in that to do damage to what they think's acceptable in living for God. Or that is not valuable at all. This says that this violent man can lead his neighbors astray. He can cause them to be angry at him. Hate him. Fight him. Pull weapons on him. He caused them to go astray, but what he done, you know, could be pretty close. I can act in a way to get my wife all stirred up, and what if I do? She gets all stirred up. I ain't responsible. I'm not responsible maybe for that. What if my wife don't make it over that? What if I recover and she don't recover from it? You know, we all have influence around. If they can sell products, then I can sell products too. I don't sell their kind of products, but I sell products in a sense. I sell a way of life. I sell what's acceptable. I sell those kind of things and emotions and all those kind of things. We've got influence on everybody around us. Everybody in here do. I know everybody in here. Y'all got children, nieces, nephews. You got family. You got grandchildren. You got everybody's influence, the neighbors, the people around you. We all got influence on it. What about that influence? We're going to be responsible for the influence that we have on other people and how we deal with it and what we do. And I say, Lord, help us, because we can get to the notion sometimes that I'm not even responsible for the very influence that I have on it. But I am responsible. A violent man entices his neighbor and leadeth him into the way that is not good. He shutteth his eyes to devise forward things. Moving his lips, he bringeth evil to pass. That's an interesting phrase, he shutteth his eyes. You know what shutting your eyes means? It means I don't want to see anything else. He shuts his eyes so he can block out any other influence that comes in to change the way that he's going. I'm going to shut that out. I'm focused in on this. This is all I'm doing. You shut your eyes to anything else, any other knowledge, any other way. I wonder, and I want the Lord to help me, but what kind of influence, I wonder, do I really have on? Or what kind of influence could we have had around that we don't even see or understand or know? That's maybe in somebody's life because I had influence on it and helped it to be there. You throw a bomb, get anybody. That's the way influence is too. The influence that I have, the way is out there. And I'm going to be responsible for the influence that I have. He shutteth his eyes to devise forward things. Moving his lips, he bringeth evil to pass. The hoary head is crown of glory. If it be found in the way of the righteous, the old head, it still has its influence, don't it? You know, Brother Jim had influence. You know, some of the simplest things Brother Jim did that he did not realize that he did had influence on us. It did me. He said that he came, I'm just telling you, that it had influence on me. He called me one day and said, I need to talk to you. This was way back before he died. It was years, right after I went into ministry. He called me and said, I want to talk to you. So I got with him. He said, I want to apologize. I feel like I need to make something right with you. And I was like, Brother Jim needs something, make something right with me? And he said, I have envied you for the calling the Lord give you. And I don't feel right about it. I want to make it right to you. You know, that had a remarkable influence on me. No, not to the negative that he fought that. It was to the positive that he was willing to do that. Because if we're going to make, that's the kind of thing that's going to help us to be able to make it. To be able to deal with the issues. He taught me there at that moment, this is the way that you get victory over things in your life. He used the influence. He had a great influence in his life. I know that he had some regrets too of things that he tried to correct of the influence that he had. But folks, we all have influence in the things around us. And it says, it talks about this old head here. And the fact that the old head, if it be found, it's a crown of glory if it's found in the way of righteousness. If we use through our lives, if we use this influence to influence people to good things, to right things, not to provoke them, and to realize, and Lord help us here, and I'll say, Lord help me to look at every soul this way, that I have an influence that can work good or bad. And help me not to be indifferent about them, but to have a certain action about my influence on them, that this can make a difference to them. If I can possibly in some way use the influence that the Lord's given me in life to be able to affect their life to good, it's possible that before they die, they may find their peace with God. If they see what we are and the way we live and the that we do care and we do love. Because it's so easy to be indifferent. And when you're indifferent, you're telling somebody they're not worth anything to you. They're not valuable to you. That's influence. We have influence. You have influence. We all have influence. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. And he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh the city. Well, that comes right on the heels of this other. We still talk about influence. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty. The idea is to be able to control yourself. Because you're a weapon, that's why. And if you don't control that, somebody's going to get cut. Okay? It's better to control your anger. You're better than the mighty if you do. And if you can control your own spirit, which is to control your influence as it goes out, if you're able to do that, then it's got a great accomplishment to it. It'll affect people's lives. They'll be able to look and see that there's something different there. If we can control ourselves. It is really easy to get caught up into the moment of conversations and be less than godly. Things happen. You get caught up in the conversations. You get caught up in the things. And you say things and do things that you look and later know you used your influence in the wrong way. You could have used that influence in that conversation to have made gains. But instead you use that influence and that conversation to go downward, to put down, to bring down. that is so common among us. It's like the scripture that says the violent man leads his neighbor into wrong where. It's not by taking them by the hand. It's by leading their minds into certain areas through their conversation, through their way, causing them to go in a way that we just don't really realize. I think especially when it comes, I think about it quite often when it comes to youth, because the youth is more impressionable. Young people, children, right on down, are much more impressionable than older is. You get somebody my age and you can't hardly beat a new idea in there. But you take somebody that's young, they're impressionable, and influence is so easy to get to them. Give them the new idea of something. They'll grasp right a hold of it. And we have that realm of influence that we can influence. We can influence children. I heard one time or read somewhere that the Soviet Union back in their day simply said, the key to taking over the Western world, taking over the United States, wasn't to beat them in war. It was to win their minds through influence. Give us the teaching positions and we'll take the country over. Because we can win their minds. We can influence them into thoughts. You know, it's real hard to get something out of there once it's put in there. Really, really, really hard to be raised a certain way and then try to get it out of that. That's the influence that we have on them as they're young. It's like throwing a bomb. You don't care if it blows up. It's radiant. Our influence is radiant to our children. They'll get that. They'll pick that up. They'll pick up our behaviors. They'll pick up our attitudes. They'll pick up all of those. We have an influence through all of that that we give to them automatically. Automatically, they see it. Well, I tell them myself every once in a while. Me and Dries was out pitching horseshoes the other day, and I got frustrated and was frustrated. I was frustrated about it and said, I'm not even pitching horseshoes anymore. I said some kind of, threw this horseshoe pits in, and he later reminded me, I thought you weren't going to pitch horseshoes no more. No. I had to say to him, that was a bad influence. And if he had acted that way, I would have said, Dries, you're not going to act that way about that. But we do it. I mean, but I look and say, that's a bad influence. And I had to go through it. Dries, I'm sorry to him. I'm sorry, that's not the way to act. We don't act that way. I got frustrated about some stuff. And that's not the way. That's the wrong way. That isn't a good way to act. We got to have more than that. I got to have more than that. An influence that. Then you say, well, people, yeah, we all understand that. That's why we're not hard on one another. We all know this. But we also have to recognize that this goes farther than you ever think it does. You have influence in the things that you don't even realize. That influence that we have is going in there and directing and making their value of what God is, of what church is, of what the brethren is, of what value, of what prayer is, of what reading is, of what the whole spiritual concept is. We're influencing all of that, or not. All the time. And we're absolutely responsible for the influence that we have that flows from us. That's why it's better to be slow to anger than it is to the mighty. And it's better to rule your own spirit than he that taketh the city. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing of thereof is the Lord. We'll look at another scripture in 1 Corinthians that gives a very powerful attitude of influence. 1 Corinthians 8. In 10. For if any man see thee which has knowledge sit at meat in the idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols? Well, the obvious answer is yes. because of influence. And though thy knowledge shall be weak, shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died? That's a question. But when ye sin so against the brethren, ye wound their weak conscience, ye sin against Christ. Wherefore, if meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend. Paul there, which no doubt had enormous influence. I think Paul's influence upon those early brethren was probably much, much greater than our influence on one another. He had a great influence on them, no doubt. His mind there in this situation was, I mean, you think of this. I'm a meat eater. I mean, I like my deer steak. I mean, I like my beef and pork. I like the meats. Paul probably did too. But he was basically saying, I'm willing to be a vegetarian. I'd go that far. That he wasn't saying that that's what he had to do. He was saying, I'd be willing to go that far if the influence that I have is going to be a negative influence on my brother, and he's going to be lost, and it's going to be because I am doing this, and he's going to end up in hell, I would rather be a vegetarian than risk it. Because it's my influence that I'm guarding. I have an influence over that brother that is special. That anybody would be placed in a position that I would have influence over them. Because a lot of people can blow me off and say, other people willingly give me that influence and others don't have no choice. But I'm responsible for that influence of whether it's a good influence or a bad influence. And Paul's answer to this question to him was, my influence, I'm going to have it to be good towards this brother, and if it offends him, I won't eat meat as long as the world stands. I'm not going to use my ability to influence him to be in a bad way. You know, most people would have took the attitude, knowing humanity, would have took the attitude if this question would have arose and somebody would have said, there is some weak brothers here that are offended or becoming offended because you're sitting and eating this meat. Most people would have said, that's their problem. They need to grow up and get over it. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? Don't they need to be stronger than better than that? That's their problem. I've heard people say and make an argument and say, that they need to put more clothes on than that. They need to dress better than that. Oh, if somebody looks at that, that's their own problem. No, it's your problem. You're not just here by yourself on this planet. And sphere of influence is on everybody. And when you suggest things with your life and your body and your intention, when you suggest that, you're influencing everybody around. That influence is something that is special. It ought to be. It ought to be very, very special that my wife gave me the opportunity to be an influence in her life. She didn't have to, but she gave that to me, and I can influence her, and I ought to be very, very careful that I try to use my influence to her to build her up and make her more have a better opportunity to make heaven than ever. I ought to be able to use that and make it a job of mine to use what I've got to help her. I have been entrusted with a whole bunch of children. And I ought to use the influence that I have to be able to influence them that God's important. Salvation is important. It really, really is important. There's nothing on earth that's more important to you children than your salvation. It's the most important thing that you can have. After that, you can put family. You can put companion. You can put a lot of things. But the most important thing we got to use our influence to, this is important. This is very important. And it's not with words that you gain that. as much as you do with actions and the way you do it. But Paul says here this, it would be a shame for me to take my influence that I have. You know what Paul said about eating meat in other places? He said, there wasn't a thing wrong with it. He said, I know. Got the truth. I know what the truth is. You know the truth is that you can take a beef and you could butcher it out. And you could offer it to every idol and do whatever you wanted to with it. And when you got through with it, it's still just beef. And Paul looked at it and said, there is no other gods. There's nothing contaminating this. It was roasted over a fire and it's just meat. And I know the truth and I can go in there and thank God that he gave us a beef and sit there and eat it with all clear conscience. Because I know the truth. But my brother can't do that. My brother cannot see that like that. And if I go in there being the Apostle Paul and do that, and he gives over to eat something that he down in his heart thinks is wrong, he'll be condemned and end up in hell over it, and I'll be guilty for it because I sat there before him and used my influence that way. So, I'll be a vegetarian if I have to. Because one of these days this is all going to be over and we're going to stand before the Lord, and if he can stand there right, it's better than me eating meat. I'm going to tell you, that was a great sacrifice, folks. It really was. Well, my children's going to have to learn to be stronger. They're going to have to learn to say no to some things. That's right. That's right. They will. But if you influence them the wrong way, it's going to be hard for them to say it. We have influence. And I can influence in any way. And sometimes I wonder, and I need the Lord to help. Lord, how much influence do we want? What do we want to do? Do we need to draw back here? Do we need to say, well, how am I going to use the influence that I have? Because for some strange reason, my children generally think that Daddy knows something. They come to me and they think that I got an answer for something or something like that. Lord, help us that we use our influence in a way that would be beneficial to us, because it's all around us. We have people all the way around that would do that. Oh, I talked to somebody the other day, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't think I said it right. I wish I'd have done it better. They said to me something to this effect. They said, I know you're a preacher, but... And it was about a certain person I'd ask about. He said, I know you're a preacher, but just to tell you the truth about it, they ain't worth much. And I said, well, yeah, I'm a preacher. And I said something like, yeah, well, I am a preacher, and I'll tell you too. Sometimes that's just the way it is. Or I said some agreement that sometimes it seems like it ain't worth much. Well, you'd have had to know the conversation. But you know, when I really stopped and thought about that, I thought, I wish I hadn't said it that way. I think I could have got better. I think I could have got more out of that than use that influence for the agreement of somebody that by their own words knew that they were saying something they shouldn't have said. It would have been simple enough to say, well, there are some people in this life it's not worth, but you know, to the Lord, we're all worth something. It would have been a whole lot more influential. It wouldn't have been offensive. And but we all have influence, don't we? I mean, we recognize the influence that we're going to have in life. We have influence. You get around people, you'll notice real quick, you can have an influence. And sometimes I'm greatly pleased. Every once in a while, somebody will fire off with a bad word, and then they'll look and say, oh, sorry about that. What was that? It's called influence. You just influenced them by your presence. You influenced them in their minds that these people don't want to hear bad words. You didn't even know you did it, did you? But you was influencing them. And you could also influence them after a while to them to say they don't care whether I tell a dirty joke or not. I'll just tell all you can because they don't care. They laugh just like everybody else laughs. You might offend your brother on it, though. You may come away and say, you may come away from that and say, you know, Lord, I am sorry for that. The Lord will forgive you. But you had an awful influence on somebody else that may never go and say, Lord, I'm sorry. There's an influence that we all have. Lord, help us today is a little thought that I've had on my mind. We all have influence. And I know many people, you can look and see the influence that they have. And you say, hell, they got influence, but I don't. But I'm going to tell you, everybody in here has influence on somebody else's life. And you will make a difference to some way or another in people's lives. And Lord, help us. We're going to be responsible for the influence that God gives us. You pray for me.